Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander. I've got two quotes to kick this episode off. The first is a monologue, or a dialogue, I should say, from The Velveteen Rabbit by Marjorie Bianco. "Real isn't how you are made," said the skin horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real." "Does it hurt?" asked the rabbit. "Sometimes," said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. "When you're real, you don't mind being hurt." "Does it happen all at once, like being wound up?" he asked, "or bit by bit?" "It doesn't happen all at once," said the skin horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't happen often to people who break easily, or who have sharp edges, or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand." And then Carl Jung said the privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. Again, welcome back to Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander, and you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Of course, the greatest compliment you could give me is to just share the show with somebody you think it might resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review so we can continue to climb the charts and get the message out there to more and more people. I want to talk about something today. Well, first, let me ask you a question, which is, what kind of person are you? Now, let me give you a little bit of context, because for the longest time in my life, I found that I was putting myself into a box that I didn't belong, and I had convinced myself that others were expecting me to be in these boxes and to show up in a certain way, and the reality is that that was all projection for the most part. I mean, some people had expectations of me, but for the most part, I just continued to relegate myself to a box that I was actually never meant for, and so I'm hoping by explaining this, if you guys find yourself in a similar situation, though you can't articulate it, perhaps you can start to move in the right direction. So I was on a call with a mentor the other day. It was a three-person call. So there was three of us and then the one mentor person. We kind of went through talking about different parts of our projects and different parts of our work where we're getting stuck. And one of the girls that was on the call was talking about how she had 5 years ago, she had created this business around a gap she had seen in the environmental market, like the way that we were viewing climate change. I really don't know the specifics, but she had found this gap. She built a system and an organization around this gap. And then she also got it funded by the UN, which is really difficult to do. And so by all standards and accounts, she got really successful, like within like probably, you know, top 10% of success in this kind of an area, because if anybody that's built a business, you know how hard it is to build it, and then also to build it without a customer base, but to appeal to municipalities and to bureaucratic organizations, can be very difficult. And the day before the call, she had just quit her job. And so she was at this point, as she was explaining it, she said, you know, for the first 2 years, I loved it. It was like all I cared about. I was on fire for this cause. It's what made me do it in the first place. But over the last 3 years, I've been more and more miserable, to the point where she had quit, not because she knew exactly what she wanted to do next, but because she just couldn't take another second of where she was. And now she found herself in this catch-22 of reality, where she had left this thing that had given her all of this validation. She also didn't know where to go, but she also knew that she couldn't go back. And so a lot of times this happens to us because we feel this internal stirring to move. I think a lot of times it happens in relationships, to be honest. We're in a relationship that really served us for a while. We really were in love with somebody. And then we get into this point where it's becoming more and more clear that we can't stay where we're at. So whatever that situation is, that's the one that I want to tee up for you. You get in this place where something served you for a while, and then you get to a spot where it's just not working anymore. And I felt the same thing in the military. You know, as I went into the military, I go through selection, I'm filled with more purpose than I've ever felt in my entire life. And then over the course of a decade, I felt that purpose waning. I felt it being pulled from me, to the point where by the time I actually did get out, I didn't necessarily know what I'd wanted, because everything I'd planned to get out toward had pretty much crashed and burned. I lost a business and a relationship and things like that. So though I didn't know where to go, I knew that I couldn't stay, and I knew that I couldn't go backward. And so I was in this catch-22 that this same woman was in. And so as we were breaking it down and as she's talking about it, the person that was kind of leading the call is asking her these leading questions to find out what kind of person she is, right? What, as it came out, she started saying, well, I've got these new ideas. I have this idea for a book I was considering. But she couldn't let go of the fact that she felt crazy for leaving this thing that was providing so well in all of the ways that the world tells us that we need to provide for ourselves, right? Material safety and status and validation and all of those things. So what became clear, though, is that she was the person who saw things that other people didn't, right? She was the visionary of the idea. But that necessarily is not the same person, and I would submit in most cases it's definitely not the same person that is fit to run an organization and to keep it running, right? Because the psyche is set up in a different way. And so sometimes I think what happens is we get into a certain situation because we're the kind of person that gets into the situation. We're not the kind of person that maintains that situation. Right. And so let me explain this in terms of my own life. So as I feel called to go into the military, I pick the hardest job I can possibly pick and also leave within the next 6 months. And actually, by the time I signed up on my lunch break at work, I actually left for the Navy 9 days later, which is a crazy story. Maybe I should tell that sometime. But in any case, I was filled with purpose, right? I was filled with this idea that a lot of people don't make it through this thing that I'm going to try to do. That to me spoke really, really loudly. But then what happened is I got through selection and I go to a team. And of course, once you go to a team, you're learning new things again. You're for the first like probably 4 years at a team, you really don't know anything. You're just deploying and you're learning things while you deploy. And so what I didn't realize at the time, which caused all kinds of dissonance and tough things in my life, was that I was the person that made it through really hard things, that wanted to find more and more challenges. But then the second that the job that I was doing became not that, it once it became rote and once it became habit, and once I didn't have to stretch my capacity for life in intellectually or physically any longer, it started to pull my soul away a little bit. I started to feel really drained by things. And until toward the end, I felt just resentful of the whole thing, which was hard for me to figure out because I wanted to do it. I'm not resentful of the organization in any way. And the reality is, it's because I couldn't let it go when it was time to let it go. You know, I had an opportunity to reenlist, and I allowed scarcity to drive me into reenlisting because the reenlistment bonus was really high. And within about a week after reenlisting, I felt as though I had made a mistake. So then I had to go through 3 or 4 more years in the military, of course, doing the best I can. But it was because I had decided to live out of scarcity. And what I didn't understand is the reason I'm feeling so much dissonance is because I'm not the guy that comes to work Monday through Friday and goes into an office. But that's what I had become because I had moved through the ranks and sort of got myself in this position where, you know, anybody that's in the military for a while knows that you kind of have to rotate between being in the field and doing things and to eventually you have to take a break. Your body has to take a break. You end up in a desk, right? And so what I found is, and the military might be the best for being able to switch jobs and pivot. And so part of that is just on me, but I felt as though I had done all the things I wanted to do, went through the medic course and all these different challenges I could find to the point where, okay, now the person that loves challenge, the person that looks for something new, the person that wants to put himself in the arena now has to go put himself under fluorescent lights from 9 to 5 for years, right? And so he could feel that that was pulling me away. And same thing with this girl that we were talking to. You could see the light bulb turn on because she realized, I like to go find the space, right? But I'm not the person that maintains the space. And that's okay, right? We're different kinds of people with different kinds of psyches, and they're all set up for different things. And perhaps one of the most catastrophic messages that people get from our society is that you have to be a certain way. Like you have to mold your psyche to fit in with the rest of the world. And that's actually not true. You can, for the most part, build the world around you, especially now with entrepreneurship and everything like that. But if you are struggling with a situation that you feel like it might be time to jump, it might be time to pivot, but you don't want to, understand that you have to come to grips with the kind of person that you are. If I would have allowed myself to continue to be this kind of person that just likes to take on the risk of not knowing what's going to happen, then I would have got out a lot earlier. But for some reason, I had lost that I'd lost track of that in myself, which is fascinating because, you know, 12 years later, I get out of the military. I fly to Australia with no plan except to write a book and to try to make this career thing work. Now I'm a few years out from that and I realize, yeah, that's exactly what I needed. I needed to do what I do, which is make the leap, right? Which is make the pivot, which is put myself in circumstances that are going to cause me to expand just to deal with the rigors of reality. That's the kind of situation that I thrive in. And so for me, I've got to learn to manufacture and put myself in situations where the things that inspire me, I'm actually able to continue to engage in. And as situations change, understand that just because something served us for a certain amount of time doesn't mean it will always serve us. Now, there are some exceptions to this, right? There are certainly people that, you know, start a company or something like that and then run it forever because they were meant to do that thing. And that's a personal decision. But there are a lot of visionaries that really just tank companies, right? You're seeing it right now in CrossFit. Like Greg Glassman, this guy's shadows have been trying to tank this company. Like this guy has been self-destructing for a long time. And now finally he just sent this tweet, which is like actually like basically forced him to resign because so many people withdrew from the CrossFit movement. But understand that sometimes the visionary and the person that's meant to run something, they're just not the same people. Sometimes there has to be some sort of tag out. And I think we create a lot of pain in our lives for ourselves just because we stay in situations that don't serve us, mainly because we think we have to or we don't understand where it is we're going. And that to me is the hard part, because once you feel this stirring to move, to leap, to jump into something new, to pivot in some way, it's often pre-articulation. Right? It's often pre-verbal. I talked about that a few weeks ago about how to, like, you have to kind of listen to this inner knowing. And there might not be a category for where you're going, and that's okay. Also, where you're going, it might not work out, and that's okay too, right? So these are all the things we have to contend with and make peace with. And as you go to pivot, oftentimes if it is pre-verbal and there is a chance it won't work out, that's when a lot of imposter syndrome and a lot of these fears are going to crop up, and they're going to sort of force you to stay within the reality that you've known because it is the most comfortable. And in those cases, I would say that you have to acknowledge that fear. Like this is what we've been talking about for weeks on this show. You acknowledge that fear, but then you pivot anyway, right? Then you keep going anyway, because yeah, it might not work out. Yeah, it might not be the thing. You might have to pivot 3, 4, 5, 6 more times within that one opportunity. But that's not a good enough reason not to go live the life that you were meant for, right? That's not a good enough reason to watch the slow deterioration of your soul. And so give yourself permission to be who you are, even if you can't articulate that to other people, even if other people don't validate it, even if you can't explain it within the reasoning of our society. If you feel called to do something in this world, it's most likely that you're supposed to do something in this world. And oftentimes we find that actually we're being moved 1 foot to the right only to pivot, to have it not work out. But in that we met somebody, and 10 years down the road, that person and us, maybe we come together and do something. Like there are so many of these, this like web of reality. We don't know what the ripple effect of us moving and pivoting actually is. But I would just implore you to listen to that feeling within that's asking you to move regardless of whether or not the world validates it. And I would say in some cases, most cases, your life actually depends on it. Anyway, that's been my experience. I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll talk later on Morning Coffee.